Free. Hey, Cheryl is over here. I just pushed the button and it says that it's starting. So we hope and live in hope with Facebook over there. Anyway, chamber chat. We got to do a little chamber chatting with Cheryl from the Jerome Chamber of Commerce. And you tell me making stress is your friend. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I think you are. Come on, really?
Yeah. I mean, stress is normal. That's part of our lives. We can't get away from it. And, you know, stress can prompt us to take action.
Right.
My very first office job was for a motivational speaker.
Okay.
And he did a two-day seminar on how to speak. Okay. So how to speak in public.
In public. I've never been able to do that.
So he had me as an employee take his two-day seminar.
Okay.
And one of the things that he talked about was how to turn that stress or that nervous energy into positive energy so the audience didn't know
How nervous you really were.
And it's the same in our jobs and in our life that, you know, when we're under extreme stress, we either become so, we immobilize ourselves.
Yeah.
We become so fearful that we just stop.
You freeze up.
Or you do the opposite and you get all this energy you don't know what to do with and you get super productive.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And so the goal is to become super productive, right?
Okay.
Okay. So there's this...
So you have 5 points.
I do have 5 points. There's a college professor. I'm trying to see my notes where she's from, but she name's Dr. McGonagall. Think of Harry Potter McGonagall, right?
Okay.
And she talks about the oxytocin that's released when we share and serve others, and that is one of the positive stress releases. So the first thing is a positive attitude, and that's pretty obvious. Optimistic people are really resilient to change and can handle things better.
Right.
I really like number two, reframing.
Okay.
And reframing means it's a matter of the way that we see things. We can only focus on the things we can control.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
We have limitations. You have strengths, Paul, that I do not, and vice versa, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
We need to recognize when fear is stopping us or if something is out of our control. The way we perceive things makes us we're susceptible to how we accept change.
And that goes into number three.
Yeah, our core beliefs. If you honestly believe that you are worthless and can't do it, you won't be able to do it.
Okay.
All right. If you honestly think, hey, I'm stronger than I thought, I'm going to try this, and if I fail, I'm going to pick myself up, dust myself off, and keep going, you will succeed. So it really comes down to your core beliefs and whether you really believe that you can accomplish hard things.
Okay.
Then, of course, support network. That's pretty obvious.
People. Yep,
that
have
we need good people surrounding us.
Uh-huh.
And then physical exercise.
Right.
This is a huge stress release. And when I was asked to be the women's president of my church organization years ago, I thought I was in over my head. I thought, what on earth are these people thinking?
What do I have possibly
to answer? And the day that this was going to become public, that I was going to be serving in this role, I was so nervous that I got up and it was a Sunday morning and I went for a 5-mile run before church. But it helped me during that to clear my mind, refocus, and not be so afraid. Was I scared still? Absolutely.
Of course, yeah.
But it allowed me to refocus that energy and stuff like that. So physical exercise really does release the type of endorphins that you need to properly handle stress. Life will never, ever be stress-free as much as we want it to be, right? That I don't think we'd be happy with a stress-free life.
Nah.
Right.
I'm trying to get there, but I don't think I ever will. So.
Stress prompts us to make changes and to grow. And so, of course, like everything we've always talked about, Paul, is to never stop learning and challenging your mind. Goals help us remain focused.
Mm-hmm.
And knowledge, integrity, mental and physical endurance can help us become more resilient and turn stress into our friend.
Awesome. Well, you know, this weekend is Palm Sunday.
Yes.
And are very religious. A lot of religions work around Palm Sunday. And then that leads the next week into Easter. And the reason I bring this up is we've got a lot of Easter egg hunts coming up.
We do. Jerome Rec Center has got quite a bit of stuff going on. You need to register by next week for the April 2nd flashlight Egg Hunt.
Oh, perfect.
This is a new one.
Right.
It's a $5 charge per child. They do have different times for the different ages. So like the youngest,
starting at like
the
8
youngest
o'clock,
will go at dusk. Mm-hmm. And the older ones will definitely need the flashlight, but you do need to pre-register for that. And you can call the Jerome Rec Center or go on their website. Then, of course, the following day, the Saturday, April 3rd, is their annual Easter egg hunt at 10 a.m. at Forsyth Park. And they will have, once again, the ages restricted down to time frames.
Right.
And it's
and that's at 10 a.m. And I think, we need to make sure we remind people, be there about 9:30 or so. Yeah. Make sure,
especially
because
with the youngest age.
The youngest, because you got to get those kids in there, and sometimes they don't move quite as quick as you would hope they would. So,
and the parents only allowed with the youngest, but it is kind of a mad dash for those eggs. So if you don't get there early and you get there at 10:05, it'll be done.
Yeah, but make sure parents are there or somebody to watch over the kids.
Yeah, and of course, keep the social distancing. They're encouraging, wearing masks and keeping the distance.
And then 1 o'clock that afternoon, we're going to do the Embrace Life Recovery Center ribbon cutting at Crossroads Ranch.
They have a post up, Embrace Life Recovery, on Facebook, where they've got their event where they want you to come and tour and learn more about them. But we will have the official ribbon cutting at the Crossroads location there off of 93. And then coming up in a couple of weeks in April, I've got the wrong date on your thing.
Oh, do you?
It's actually April 14th.
Oh, okay.
That shows you how tired I was. State of the City.
I'll let you announce that.
The annual State of the City is coming up. You can reserve your tickets on the Chamber website already. Yeah. We will have the mayor giving his presentation and giving the update on the city.
Okay.
Lots of other chambers.
I was going to say, lots of chamber events.
Yeah.
Visit jeromeidaho.com/events, and Cheryl has the correct dates listed there.
I do have
not
the correct
dates. Not on my paper.
Not on his paper. I want to keep Paul on his toes. Did it work?
I looked at that and I went, that isn't. But hey, maybe we changed it. I just missed the
meeting.
We
did not change it.
Okay, let's go to Facebook here and check out. Say hello to Hannah. Hannah says she used stress a lot on high cliff roads. Let's see here. But figured out if I drive them myself, I have control and not scared, just can't be the passenger. So.
That's a great point, Hannah, that absolutely, the more that you're in control, the easier it is to deal with high-stress situations.
So anyway, and then Laurie and Sean all checking in with us here this morning.
Well, we're glad you're with us.
So, Cheryl, how do we get a hold of you at the chamber?
208-324-2711.
All right, thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Like what you just